Swung on, a little looper to third. Sosa backing up. He's got it. The ball game's over, and the Phillies have got their fourth straight win to start this road trip as they beat the Reds 4-1. They come from behind late. It's a four-run eighth inning for the Phils, and Orion Kerkering finishes it off for the bullpen as the Phillies beat the Reds tonight in the series opener, 4-1 the final.
Four straight wins for the Phillies, who continue to play great baseball post the trade deadline. Welcome on, it's the Midday Show, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camp World RV Sales Service, Parts and Accessories. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. That's it. That's all I got today.
That's it.
That's it.
Are you mailing it in already?
It's like
10:01.
You know what I mean? It's a hazy day, man. I had to ask Joe and everybody what was going on. I thought my contacts was messed up or something. I thought I didn't clean them. So it's a little hazy today.
So because it's hazy outside, we don't get a daily.
I ain't got nothing to say.
All right, you got 4 hours, so you better wake up here. All right, 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. We got a lot to do today. Kyle back in the studio. We have another spot to give away in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. We'll tell you how, a new way of giving away a spot coming up in a little bit here. Hugh, we'll get to the Eagles and something that was put out yesterday on ESPN about the top quarterbacks in the NFL. This isn't so much a list as it is attributes. I thought it was interesting. It kind of made me think about how this whole offseason has gone with the way we feel about Jalen compared to everyone else. We'll get to that. But the Phillies last night, Hugh, they win again. That's four in a row. A really well-pitched game by your guy, Taijuan Walker. The Phillies are down the whole time. And then late in the game, they come back. The bottom of the order again. Toppers platoons again. And
Toppers platoons. That seems like that needs to be on a shirt.
I know. I love to.
Toppers platoon.
Toppers platoon is working. And then when you need a little insurance to make sure you feel good heading into the late innings, there's Kyle Schwarber with number 42. That ball was so high, they couldn't even get it on the camera. It was like, where did that ball go? 4-1. The Phillies win again last night. They are now six games up over the New York Mets in first place. And I got to tell you, Hugh, this is starting to feel a little different. It's starting to feel a little different. This team, this group, is starting to give me a different feel because now they're checking all the boxes. You know, they had some boxes they checked throughout the season, like their starting pitching was always good. But they're starting to check all the boxes in terms of starting pitching, in terms of the power with Schwarber, the power overall as a team since the All-Star break, the bottom of the order hitting. They've played better defense, and now the bullpen – really over a couple months span, but especially since getting Duran, it has been one of the best in baseball. This group right now feels different to me. There's something about them since the trade deadline that feels different, and I'm starting to feel differently about this Phillies team. 215-592-9494. Hugh, they win again. I mean, this has been a good run now since the All-Star break, especially since the trade deadline.
Resilient. That is the word that comes to mind, the bottom of the order.
And we're off and running.
they have been carrying the team for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, and they've been making it so that you can get back to the top of the order and you know, you can do things like you were able to do last night. So, yeah, man, shout out to Topper and the buttons that he's been pushing. That's why I said yesterday, when you talk about Castellanos and potentially being out, you know, the other day or days moving forward.
Yeah, it could be today or tomorrow.
Yeah, you have to allow Topper to do what he does, man.
Well, I agree. I mean, I'm Topper's platoon is working. I think everyone should be on board. We'll see if Castellanos is. But, Hugh, there's one thing that I feel we need to do as a fan base as we kind of move forward now.
Oh, here you go.
Well, I need to say it.
Here we go.
Well, I think this team, the 2025 Phillies, they deserve a clean slate as we come down the stretch of the season. And what I mean by that is, when we think of this Phillies group, there's a lot of players that have been here from 22 on, right? Harper and Schwarber and Castellanos and Real Muto and Wheeler, a lot. But there's some guys that got here in 23, like Trey Turner, and then the other guys that have mixed in. But what we do is every time we talk about the Phillies down the stretch of a season, and I can hear it in your voice already, we add together the disappointments of last year and the year before to this team. This team, I'm speaking about 2025. They have a look that they can win the World Series. They have the most complete look of all these teams the last couple years because they have the combination of starting pitching, a closer, which we have not had here in years and years.
Duran.
Now the bottom of the order producing. Topper's platoons. This feels like, right now, this moment in time, August 12th, the most complete version of the Phillies we've seen over the last 4 years. And I think this group... deserves a clean slate as we head down the stretch of the season and towards October. I mean, what are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing, man. You got to love baseball fans, man. Before I give you...
Before you throw cold water
no,
on
can I hear what Kyle has to say before I say something? Kyle, how do you feel about
Wonderwall,
all this?
Hold on. I mean, you go first because I want to attack you, probably.
No.
You're afraid.
No, I'm not afraid.
I don't like how you're trying to get me out of the way. So you can, that's not how this works, buddy. You're number two on the show.
All right. Does this team deserve a clean slate compared?
No.
Why?
Because that's not how we fan.
Yeah, well, I'm fanning that way right now.
No, that is not how we fan. So if that's the case, then we shouldn't be sitting around here talking about going back-to-back with the Eagles because they're starting with a clean slate, right? That's what we're talking about.
No,
clean
no,
slate.
I think you could carry over positive vibes. You don't have to carry over negative vibes.
No, we're not carrying over anything.
On. You're the one that's been telling me it's good that they're pretending last year didn't happen.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah. So okay, that's fine. So we just leave it like it is. No, I don't believe in that. I believe that you should fan the way you want to fan. And if you want to invoke last year's demise or the year before that demise, that's fine until they actually get over the hump. Because let me tell you what's going to happen next week if this thing goes south. You know, there's no doubt that this is the toughest, longest road trip that they've been on, and they've gotten off to a good start.
Undefeated on
the
road
trip. They've gotten off to a good start.
Undefeated.
But what's going to happen if – I'm not saying it's going to happen, but if worm turns, the sentiment is going to change. So, no, I don't think you should. I think you should be allowed to fan the way you want to fan. And if you want to sit there – on this four-game winning streak and have your arms folded and say, I need to see more, then that's fine.
Well, I understand what you're saying there. But I don't think it's fair to this year's team to involve.
Life ain't fair,
Joe. Yeah, but we can be fair.
No. Like,
yeah, well, sure we can.
No, we can't.
Like, the fact that they blew it to the Diamondbacks in 2023, Craig Kimbrell's not in the bullpen. It's not the ghost of Craig Kimbrell.
Who did they lose to a few weeks ago and we were talking, I can't believe they lost to them. Who was that?
That was the Pirates in June.
The Pirates, yes.
And that was in June. This
it don't
is
matter.
August. Sure it matters.
Don't matter.
Sure it does. So here's the – before Kyle gives his take on this, I know what's going on here. This is because you didn't take the pledge.
No,
I mean, deep
not,
down, that's not. What it is.
It ain't got nothing to do with
it. It does, because the pledge invoked a lot of things. It really was about having passion about this team day to day within this season. So if they suck this season, we get mad at them. If they are great this season, we praise them. And the bottom line is, invoking the past does us none of us any good.
Can I just say this? Mm-hmm. And I say this with all love and respect.
Yeah. Now, that means it's going to be disrespectful.
Well, it is. Well, it's not, but it's the truth. Fans are idiots. Fans
wow.
are.
Wow.
Fans are passionate.
Wow.
Like, dude,
wow.
listen.
I don't care about the fans.
There it is.
Listen to what I'm saying. We all fan in our own way.
Yes.
We sit here and argue every day about the merits of an individual, and we're all on different sides of this. And we're arguing about a guy who won a Super Bowl, but that's what we do. That's what fandom is.
Give it to 11. We'll get to
and,
the
and that's what I'm saying.
Today.
But and so if that's the way that you choose to fan, then so be it. It's not on me or on anybody else to tell you how to fan how you should view the team that you're watching and spending your money for.
That's totally fine. And everyone gets to decide on their own, right? Everyone's opinions. There's a million opinions out there. We want to hear yours. 215-592.
And some of them are, a lot of them are ridiculous, but that's what we do.
94. They're all important opinions.
Well, they're all ridiculous for the most part, but that's what we do.
I want to hear the fans are idiots come back when we talk about something later.
Oh, I know. Yeah,
we'll say that with all love.
Save that audio.
I say that with love.
Are you giving the Phillies a clean slate down the stretch? I believe the 2020 – because you're bitter. The 2025 Phillies deserve a clean slate. This team is the most. This is the most complete version of the group that we've seen in the last 4 years. They're getting better defense at a lot of spots. Especially Trey Turner's been a better defender this year than he has been in the past. They have a deeper lineup right now than they've had probably since 22. They have excellent starting pitching, and they, for the first time in four of these runs, have a legitimate lockdown closer. They haven't checked all these boxes in all four of the runs. Like, doesn't mean they're definitely going to win the World Series, but I think this group deserves a clean slate. They're playing excellent baseball right now. They've been better coming out of the second half. They've hit more home runs. They have an incredible power hitter in Kyle Schwarber. I think they deserve a clean slate. We shouldn't invoke, they blew it last year, they're going to blow it again. I don't think we should do that.
I think we should do. You should feel the way that you feel, because I do remember vividly last week. Not even last week, a couple of days ago. And it's only, Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday, yeah.
That we were talking about, oh, my gosh, you know, Zach Wheeler's hurt. I don't know what that means for the lineup.
That's definitely a worry.
Yeah, Nola's coming back. But now it's like, hey, let's put all that behind us and just, you know, move forward and clean slate. It don't work like that.
It certainly does. Kyle, your feeling on if we should give the Phillies this version, the 2025 Phillies, a clean slate down the stretch of the season.
This idiot fan in particular took the pledge on, like, a certain somebody.
Yeah. That's what this is about.
And, like, to answer your question earlier, when it comes to the Eagles next year, you bet your ass I'm giving them a clean slate. If they lose week one, I'm sounding the alarm bells. I don't have Super Bowl syndrome like a lot of people around here do. Mm-hmm. So where I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt for every single thing that they do and everything they do wrong by saying, you know what, they just won the Super Bowl. No, it's a clean slate. It's a new season, just like this is a new season for the Phillies. And they're playing. The difference is with this year and this team is it looks like they're actually picking it up at the right time. Whereas last year it felt like they were flat. After the trade deadline.
Momentum.
And they were .500 team for like the entire second half. Like, this is a fight that I haven't seen from this team in a while. Like, it really feels like they got a jolt from the trade deadline.
You know what they got the jolt from?
What?
Harrison Bader.
No, stop it. Harrison Bader, Jawan Duran, just the fact that they actually made moves to improve the team at the trade deadline. I agree. I think there's something to that. Like, I don't know. I guess as a fan, I think, and everybody should do this, let yourself get hurt. Open yourself up. We'll hold the Phillies to a very high standard if they get knocked out again. But listen, Hugh, if they fall short again, then we'll react appropriately. We'll kill them. But as of right now, I'm looking at this team as a different team, and I think everybody should. It's time to wipe the slate clean. Come on.
Do you know what this is like? Nah. Let me give an example. And I think we've made this comp before. There is something with this particular Phillies team that is similar to your Eagles teams, Hugh, which is it's building, right, every year. And yet there's been disappointment in the postseason, right? Close to winning a championship, but a disappointment.
No cigar.
This is like their 04. This is the last shot probably with the group together. When you guys were in 04, I think you've talked about this before. I think everyone kind of realized the age of the team.
Yeah, some we got guys, a little old along the tooth.
Right, some of you guys were about to be free agents or about to end, your career was about to end, right? Like, it was kind of understood this was probably the last run. And you guys got to the Super Bowl. This would be the equivalent of, like, in November or December of 2004, people saying on WIP, it's the same team. It's the same team that lost the 0-3 title game to the Panthers. Same team that lost the 0-2 title game to the Bucks. And it's the truth, right? You guys were mostly the same team, but that 0-4 team was better. That 0-4 team got over the hump. I think it's very similar. Now, I'm not positive this is going to end in a World Series parade here, but I think this group, this team, is showing me something different. I mean, they have resilient. You may use the word resilient. I think they scored the most runs of baseball in the last few innings of games. Like, they seemed, and this has been a kind of a trait of theirs the whole season, where they seem to find a way. Like, on Sunday, that's a game a lot of teams lose. They didn't get a hit the first four innings. They were down. Wheeler wasn't great, and they came back and won the game. Yesterday,
it was the same thing.
They're getting shut down the whole game.
Yeah, it was not looking good.
And they came back. And they won. I mean, they're showing a lot of resiliency. They have a better bullpen now. They're playing better defense. They have a guy that's going to hit maybe 60 home runs in their lineup, and they have excellent starting pitching. I'm giving them a clean slate down the stretch. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Are you giving the 2025 Phillies a clean slate? They win again last night. That is four consecutive wins on the road trip to start this road trip out, which is their longest road trip of the season. I'm giving them a clean slate. Hugh Douglas, who clearly and totally didn't take the pledge. I mean, everyone knows that by now.
No, I mean, I just respect the fact that the fans are allowed to fan the way they want to fan.
But then you call the fans idiots.
I mean, because I said it with love, though. I said it with all due respect.
Yeah,
we know how all due respect works around these parts. You can't get mad when you say with all due respect.
Well, I cannot get mad. Do you think you people are going to be mad at you for that?
Probably.
Okay.
But that's because this is you people. You people are mad at everybody.
Mostly you, EJ.
Yeah, mostly. I'm not going to lie. I think I got off a little light yesterday, though. I thought they were going to come at me a little bit harder.
Wait for today. Today's good. They're going to roast you.
I expect y'all to come with more vinegar.
Oh, is that what you're asking for?
I'm just saying, you're asking for the vinegar. No, because I thought I was going to get a lot more heat yesterday than I did.
You called the fans idiots, so you better believe that.
I said with all due respect, so you can't get mad.
Yes, they can.
Can't get mad.
They're going to.
Cannot.
Yeah, anyone can get mad at anything. Jeff in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Hell to the no.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Tell him, Jeff.
This is directed at Kyle. Youth is ignorance. Because he's only lived through, this is only the second time, I believe, in his lifetime that team has been really good for more than 1 year. You didn't live through 93. You're probably too young. You weren't even born in 80. Look, we haven't had that many years or that many eras of really good Phillies baseball. So to say open up your heart and be ready or be okay to be hurt,
your heart is
that's
crazy.
A bunch of BS. Dude, BS. This team is the same team it was 3 years ago with the exception of a couple of outfielders and one really good closer. So there's no way I'm giving them a pass if they lose. Matter of fact, I'll be even more disappointed if they lose.
We're not giving them a pass if they lose. We're just wiping the slate clean beforehand, and then we'll yell and scream if they do lose.
Really, it's really like, Jeff, as we go down the stretch, where there's 40-something games to go, there's six up in the division. There's almost, with this group and the group that you're talking about, there's like a sense of they're gonna blow it at the end. They're not going to win it. I think the 2025 Phillies, if I didn't know anything about last year and the year before, I would look at them and say, that's a legitimate World Series team right there. They have every box checked. They're not perfect, but they've got every box where they're good.
We were close in 22, except for the starting pitching was better for the Astros. So, I mean, I don't know, man. Joe, I think you've gotten soft. I hope it's temporary.
No, this is not soft.
I can't believe you brought this up. I can't believe this is your idea.
Because I took the pledge. Because, Jeff, I took the pledge. And the pledge, and Jeff, we always appreciate your phone call. The pledge was about reacting every day to what's happening. It would not be pledge activity if I came in after four straight road victories, another comeback. That guy Abbott that started last night for the Reds,
he's a pretty good pitcher.
He's going to get some Cy Young votes. Now, he's not going to win it, but when you look at the ballot at the end of the year, it's probably going to be like Skeens and Wheeler and Sanchez, and I wouldn't be surprised if his name is like fifth or sixth on some ballots. He can pitch. He's a good pitcher. He dominated the first seven innings, and they got him. Like, they're doing things that in past years I feel like they wouldn't have. They would have rolled over in that game in past years. We've won three in a row. What are we going to do? Mm. We'll get them tomorrow. They're showing a resiliency. The lineup with Topper's Platoon is working at the bottom right now.
You like that, don't you?
I love Topper's Platoon.
Yeah, that's a good. We need to put that on the shirt.
I love it. It's work, and the more it works, the more I'm believing it's going to continue to work here. 215-592-9494. Again, it's pretty obvious the people that took the pledge and the people that didn't take the pledge.
No, I mean, I'm just like, you're trying to tell folks, you need to watch it, have a clean slate, let them live. No,
well,
no,
you
hold their feet to the fire.
I didn't like that mocking tone.
No, it was mocking.
This is a lot.
There's a condescending.
Yeah. No. Calling us idiots, mocking us in that voice.
I say it with all due respect. I love y'all. Mm-hmm. I love you people. I love all y'all. Mm-hmm. Without you, there is no.
Just because you're jaded and bitter, that's not our fault.
Okay, I'm not gonna argue that, but if there's no you without, there's no me without you. I love you guys. Love you guys.
Yeah, now you're trying to soften the blow.
No, I'm just saying it's the
truth. We can all hear this.
It's the truth. Fan the way you live your truth. Fan the way you want.
Well, you're right. Everyone could do it. I just think we should.
And hold their feet to the fire.
It's my opinion that we should give this group a clean slate.
No.
They are a better team. And they're they have the same records they had last year, but it's pretty clear they're more well-rounded right now than they were a year ago. They're better defensively at a lot of key spots, and certainly shortstop. Trey has had a much better year defensively than he ever has as a Philly. They have a deeper lineup right now. The starting pitching's excellent, and they have the closer. And last night we rolled out Robertson for the first time. He's here now. I mean, they're getting Bohm back. They're getting Alvarado back. I know not
for
the
was
postseason.
Crazy. What is that? Is his third stint here?
Yeah. Who's that? Is Robertson?
Yeah.
It's pretty rare to have three stints in a spot. That is wild. Thomas in Broomall's up. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, Thomas.
Hey. So I feel like it's a clean slate for me. Just the acquisitions with Duran. He's definitely something big that we needed that I don't think we had in the past few years. And then with Alvarado coming back, I think on the 19th, like our bullpen, I feel like our bullpen is better with those two guys. So we're up, what, six games?
Yes.
The Mets have faltered. I think they lost seven straight. I don't know what the Mets schedule is for the rest of the year. Like if
It's pretty tough, Thomas. It's if you look at the schedule in terms of like teams they're going to face that are over 500, the Mets have a more challenging schedule than the Phillies. Now, they play each other seven times still, so there's still a bunch of head-to-head to go, but I would say the Mets schedule is more challenging than the Phillies down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like the Phillies are playing in a different way than previous years. And then the Wheeler thing, it's a little concerning, but I feel like, you know, they should sit him like a 10-day DL. He's only going to miss two starters, starts if they do that. You know, I think our bullpen is a little bit better now, that, you know, they can kind of hold down the fort. So I don't know what you think about that.
Well, I would do the same thing. I would shut Wheeler down. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Thomas, good phone call. It sounds like they're not going to do that, so we'll see how Wheeler looks in his next start. Yeah. You know, the Phillies situation right now is obviously good. They've won four in a row. They're six up. We also got some good news yesterday as the Eagles start practice in front of us. The Landon Dickerson news here, which came down a little bit after our show yesterday, and it was such a sigh of relief. Now, it's not nothing.
It's
right?
not great, it's, but it's not – it's not season ending.
Yes, and on the scale of what we thought it could be, it did feel great. Because the first news that came out, I saw Schefter put something out on 3 o'clock, was he has a meniscus injury. They're gonna see the opinions they're getting and figure out the procedure. Because then you start thinking like, oh, because sometimes meniscus is our season ending. But then we found out about an hour later he is headed for surgery, minor surgery. And here the Eagles are calling Dickerson week to week with a chance to play in week one against the Cowboys. Now, I think that feels like a very quick turnaround, but even if he misses one game, like just the idea that he's going
to be here for the season.
Yes,
yeah.
It's huge
because now if he's not here the whole season, that changes everything for the Eagles. But the meniscus is the heal. It's the going in there, cleaning it out, letting it heal, and just, you know, getting the strength back that you lost from the little bit of atrophy that you had from having the surgery. So yeah, it's not that bad, man, and it's great that, you know, he's going to be out there because he's one of those leaders that people don't really talk about. But he is definitely a vocal leader out there on the football
field. Oh, yeah. I mean, we felt it. And we felt it just his whole career here. But when he was in the RV with us a couple weeks ago talking about both on the air and then off, just you could just feel it. He's a leader of this team. He's also a great football player. I mean, he's been the Pro Bowl 3 straight years. And, you know, there's some numbers out there about his impact. And I heard Rhea say one this morning. Last year when Saquon ran directly behind Landon Dickerson, he ran for 7.1 yards a carry. I mean, the guy is a tremendous football player. It's such big news that he's not going to be out long term. Hopefully week one, but even if it's week two, like just the fact that he's going to be back.
He's going to be there. Yeah.
It's huge. All right, we'll have Devin on the show later today, and we'll get a report on who is going to be at left guard in the meantime, the next few weeks, maybe week one, who's going to be out there, who's going to first person up today with Dickerson out. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. All right, we come back. Your phone calls on all this. The Phillies. Are you giving this group a clean slate as we head down the stretch of the season? I am. I think this group deserves one based on how they're playing, based on how they're constructed. I'm not going to hold the past year's, you know, ultimate disappointments against them. Hugh Douglas over here, who, you know, I mean, he's ripping us, all of us here today. And he's not giving this team a clean slate. Bitter Douglas with us today. 215-592-9494. All right, your calls. You could also get qualified for a spot in our midday show, Fantasy Football League, coming up, live draft September 3rd. The details on that next. And we'll talk about the guy that started last night's game, Hughes guy, Taiwan Walker.
Taiwan.
What a turnaround for that guy in a Phillies uniform.
I'm the only guy that believed in it.
Yeah, well, then you stopped. All coming up, midday show, live from Eagles Camp, Sports Radio 94 WIP.